You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, and here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
Okay, folks, believe it or not, the final hour of the final broadcast of the Political Cesspool's 2013 calendar year in radio is now upon us. James Edwards here in the studio, along with Eddie the Bombardier Miller, Winston Smith joining us via telephone. Winston was wrapping up in the waning seconds of the second hour his top 10 most hateful manifestations and occurrences in 2013. Winston, as you know, we're going to be getting into the top 10 moments for the political cesspool in the year that was here in this, our final hour. But I wanted to give you an opportunity, maybe just 60 seconds or so, to finish your thoughts on why CNN deserved the number one on your top 10 list. And folks, if you missed it, be sure to check it out in the broadcast archives after we conclude tonight's live show.
All right. I had already pointed out a couple of examples of CNN's anti-white bigotry. There was the entire Trayvon Martin scandal in which they tried everything they could to prove that or to make George Zimmerman into a white guy, and Trayvon Martin into this fresh-faced 12-year-old cherub-cheeked young man. There was the incident of Christopher Lane, who was an Australian student and baseball player here in America, who was killed by three thugs, one of whom was the offspring of a white mother and a black father, yet they CNN referred to him as white, even though his situation was identical to that of Barack Obama's, and they have no problem calling him black. Then there's the Marco McMillan story, in which an upcoming mayoral candidate, an upcoming politician in rural Mississippi, was killed. CNN compared this Marco McMillan to Emmett Till. CNN invoked Trayvon Martin, and I don't see how they could have done that, because the investigating sheriff is black, the victim is black, and the suspect is black. How is this a race issue? It's a race issue because CNN made it a race issue, of course, by forcing false association. And then there's the incident in Florida in which that young white man was beat to a bloody pulp on a school bus. CNN didn't cover that until nearly a month after the fact. And even when they did start covering it, they tried to make the black bus driver the victim, even though the poor white lad suffered a broken arm, among other injuries. So for these and myriad other offenses and outrages against white people and against white Christians, CNN is the political cesspool hater of the year for 2013.
Folks, there you have it, Winston Smith's annual compilation of the top 10 in hate. We are going to quickly transition into the top 10 moments from the dire to the uplifting. We are going to go to the political cesspool's top 10 most memorable moments of 2013 for various reasons. But before we do that, Eddie, you have been dutifully taking notes during Winston's presentation, and I want to give you an opportunity to sound off before that transition is made on anything you might want to say.
I'll try to make it fast and furious. Winston brought up Eric Holder, brought up Obamacare and the IRS. I think the most grievous wound done to this country in the last 100 years, some of it has occurred in the past 10. We know, and I was talking to James during the break, with Eric Holder running fast and furious. I mean, here is a guy, the chief law enforcement man in the United States, is nothing but a drug dealer. He's a thug drug dealer and an arms dealer, trying to blame the proliferation of illegal firearms into Mexico on the white people and, you know, us American citizens. He's trying to blame it on us. And the very fact that we have Obamacare and the IRS, that proves that the Constitution is dead. We no longer have law and order here in the United States. And Winston, you brought that up. To me, that's the most egregious wound to this country. If we the people of the United States don't do something to get our constitutional back, our rule of law, not rule of man by whatever thug we have in Washington, D.C., who's the greatest, who has the biggest club, well, it's just going to get much, much worse. And a lot of this race stuff that they a lot of things that they portray on TV is to get our mind off the usurpation, the taking over the money system by the federal government, and to take our mind off the illegal drug running and all the unconstitutional crap going on. So that, I guess I'll go back to Sunboy right here and see who.
Yes, and before we go to that top 10 list, let's go to Matt the Copperhead in New York, who was calling in on this, our final show of the year. Matt, how are you?
Hi, good evening, James, and the rest of the Cesspool family. How are you all doing?
We couldn't be doing better tonight. How are you?
Oh, fantastic. Definitely a high point of my year in 2013 was getting in touch with the political cesspool and dropping in from time to time.
Well, and I want to tell you, Matt, in front of our entire listening audience tonight around the world, that we received your Christmas card a couple of days ago, and thank you so much for that.
Oh, my pleasure, James. Many more to come and many more successful years to come in broadcasting the political cesspool.
Well, with people like you behind us, it's a guarantee.
On the right.
I would say with people like you behind us, Matt, it's a guarantee that that will be what's in our future. But what can we do for you tonight, brother?
I just wanted to reach out, and since this is New Year's show, and just say hi to everyone, and definitely a few interesting things went down here in New York. In Brooklyn, there was another melee, and similar to what happened in Jacksonville in the Kings County Mall.
Sure.
There's mixed reports upwards to, again, 600 people, like in Jacksonville, of a riot. And included mostly minorities. So,
oh, yeah, well, without question. That's typical or stereotypical behavior. And, of course, every stereotype exists because of a certain element of truth behind it. So, yeah, I mean, that's no surprise.
And the answer, I guess, the authorities of the Kings County Mall is going to be to exclude entry to the mall for people that are have to be over 18 or accompanied by a parent. So I guess in today's America, you can graduate high school at 16, join the armed forces at 17, and won't be allowed to shop in a mall now unaccompanied from an adult.
Well, I mean, again, it's a product of the environment of which you're talking, and when that is factored into consideration, it makes all the sense in the world. Perhaps 18 is not young enough for some of these people. I mean, who would behave the way that they did in Jacksonville at that theater in a story that we covered in the first hour? Well, Matt, listen, Happy New Year to you. Belated Merry Christmas and an early Happy New Year. Again, this show exists because of people like you. And we mean that from the very bottom of our hearts. And as we go into this next segment after the commercial break and begin to recount the top 10 moments in the political cesspool for our program this year, know that you played a role in that, and a very significant one, and as did all the other listeners, and particularly those who contribute, of which you are certainly among them. And thank you, Matt. All right, folks, when we come back, I will lead the charge. We're going to go in very rapid succession. Countdown, number 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Some of the most memorable moments for the political cesspool. Winston and Eddie will help me do it right after this. Hello, dear friends. It's James Edwards again, and I'd like to extend to you warm Christmas greetings from the Political Cesspool's hosting staff and production crew. We're currently riding a wave of momentum that suggests to me that our radio program is poised to make a major breakthrough in the coming weeks, but it won't happen without your financial considerations, which enable us to meet the rising cost of production. Our critical fourth quarter fundraising drive is now officially underway, and we must have our audience's response. Without you, our work can't survive, which is why I humbly ask that you go to thepoliticalcesspool.org today and make a game-changing contribution that will enable us to sustain the forward momentum. Those who donate $100 or more will receive an exciting Christmas gift from me. Thank you for keeping us in mind during this beautiful season of faith and family. Our listeners are part of our family, and I cannot overstate how vitally important you are to us. We love you. Merry Christmas, everyone, and thanks again for your support.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
When camping overnight, your tent is one of the most important items you'll have with you. That's why it's vital to have a quality tent that is easy to carry and will withstand the elements. Teton Sports offers top quality tents for any of your camping needs. The Outfitter XXL cot tent weighs only 4 pounds, but provides plenty of space for a comfortable night's sleep. Teton Sports also has a 6-man tent, which weighs only 14 pounds for camping overnight with friends and family. Each tent is easy to assemble and is easily transportable, and each is made with 1200mm coated polyester, providing strong and durable protection from weather and cold. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, backpacks, duffels, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Wherever your outdoor adventures take you, you will be safe and comfortable in a quality tent from Teton Sports. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
To get on the show and speak with James and the gang, call us toll-free at 1-866-986-6397. And now, back to tonight's show.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the show. James Edwards and Eddie the Bombardier Miller here with you. Winston Smith actually just received word that a family member has been admitted into the hospital just actually during the commercial break, and so Winston had to leave us, obviously, because of that reason, and so he will not be able to participate in the remainder of tonight's live broadcast. We were going to ask Winston his favorite moments for the show in the year that was, and predictions, as we have asked of Scoop Stanton and Keith Alexander. We will not be able to do that because of the circumstances, and we wish Winston all the best and hope that his family member is okay, and we will keep you posted about that. But as far as it goes, I have compiled a list of the top 10 moments, not necessarily good or bad, just in terms of the significance of them. Most of them are, of course, good, but for various reasons, each of these instances were significant. And Eddie, number 10 on my list is actually a tie between interviews that we conducted with Alveda King, who is the niece of Michael, dare I say, Martin Luther King, and Sidney Leathers. Now, those were two different interviews. One occurred in January, one occurred later on in the summer. Martin Luther King's niece, her publicist, contacted us for an interview, which certainly was puzzling for a variety of reasons, but of course we agreed to have her on. Now, we don't typically have people on the show with whom we disagree because the respectable conservative viewpoint and the liberal viewpoint is certainly covered more than well enough by our peers in the mainstream media. So when you listen to this show, you're going to hear a point of view that you're not going to get on other venues and that we think should have equal footing. And because no one else is going to give it fair play, we do it. And so because of that reason, we don't typically have antis on the show. But in this case, we decided to do it, and it was fairly nondescript. Not much was said during that interview. There were no fireworks. We treated her cordially, and we really don't know why she asked to come on the show because she didn't say anything. And when we asked her about some double standards regard to racial hypocrisy, she deflected, and then the interview was over, and that was that. So
I don't know. If for no other reason than the oddity of it all, Alveda King's appearance on the show in January makes the top 10 list at number 10. Again, tied with that of Sydney Leathers. Peter Scoop Stanton brought that incident up. Sydney Leathers was the mistress of, or one of the mistresses, I should say, of Anthony Weiner, the one that torpedoed this particular campaign that he was engaged in for the mayor of New York. And we had her on and treated her with equal courtesy as that which we extended to Mrs. King. And we asked her if she thought she was making good decisions for herself and if that was an example she wanted to set to other women. And, well, you can listen to that interview, as with any of our shows, in the broadcast archives. But a rare occurrence in both cases to have people on the show who we have not really found any common ground with. But the interviews of Alveda King and Sydney Leathers respectively tie for number 10. You remember those interviews, Eddie? Anything you want to say about one or both of those?
Well, not off the top of my head. I guess you know my favorite interview, probably.
Well, we're going to get to that. Okay. We're going to get to Eddie's favorite interview in just a second, because I have no doubt that it's on this list. But number 9 on my list of the top 10 most interesting occurrences of the political cesspool in the year that was, Rachel Maddow, not for the first time, but for the most recent engagement, has tarred those of us here at the political cesspool, and that occurred earlier this year. It was in the wake of Jason Richwine's firing at the Heritage Foundation, and Rachel Maddow was talking about how bigots and extremists have a foothold in media. And she actually referred to me as a skinhead. Now, that was on her MSNBC show, the Rachel Maddow Show. She referred to me as a skinhead and had a video clip, a muted video clip of me speaking at the National Press Club from a couple of years ago, and said, "Hey, look, here's skinheads like this who are you know, have a say and have certain beliefs that are extended to big audiences," or something of the sort, referring to me as a skinhead because I cannot grow hair, and I have not had the ability to grow hair since my mid-20s. I can grow a little bit of it on the side, so therefore I choose to shave it. But this is what passes for establishment reporting. Mainstream media, MSNBC, NBC, ABC, CBS. You know, I'm a skinhead because I'm a conservative who cannot grow hair. And anyway, it was not the first time Rachel Maddow has taken the political cesspool to task, but again, it was the most recent occurrence that she did. And anyway, that aired on her show, and we talked about it earlier this year and put a video up of it on the Political Cesspool's website. Eddie, I know you want to say something about that.
I'd just like to say, and we said this once before, and I know that the Samster agrees with me, there's no such thing as bad publicity, so I'm glad that she brought you up, my fellow skinhead. But, I noticed, James, you didn't say anything about what she mentioned. Why? What was her criteria for naming you a skinhead racist bigot? Did she say anything? She probably not. Just because that you have a toehold in the media and because you're exercising your First Amendment right, you've been, and you have a, and you know what? And we're not owned and controlled by Jewish masters like she is. So, you know, she has to say that whether she believes it or not, James. So God bless her.
Well, and of course, she is completely absolved of any hostilities because she's a lesbian. I mean, what would you rather be, a guy, a conservative Christian heterosexual that can't grow hair, or a lesbian? And, you know, anyway, that's neither here nor there. Now, number 8, it's not every day or even every year that the political cesspool is able to host a Victoria's Secret supermodel. But this year, we did, in fact, do that. It was in May, I believe it was in May, when Kylie Basuti came on the show. Folks, do a Google image search for Kylie Basuti, and you will know why, if for no other reason, why she made the top 10 list at number 8. But actually, unlike Sydney Leathers, who was another at least somewhat attractive young woman who was making news, Kylie Basuti did it for an entirely wholesome reason. She left a very lucrative career as a runway model for Victoria's Secret because she felt as though it was ungodly and sinful to have herself portrayed in that manner, wearing lingerie and on national television, and as a married woman, that was something that she didn't want to do anymore. And she was convicted of it, and she turned her life to Christ and wanted to serve as a positive role model for young women. And she wrote a book about it and came on our show to promote it. And it was a great story. And in fact, I remember taping that interview. She didn't appear live, but I taped that interview immediately after she did appear live on Sam Bushman's show, The Liberty Roundtable. And so I guess you could say Sam and I interviewed her back to back, and he did it live. I did it taped, and then we played it on the following Saturday night here on the Political Cesspool. Well, it was a great story. And a significant one, if for no other reason than who she is and what she was and how she has transformed her life, very much in contrast to that of Sidney Leathers. She walked away from potential fame and fortune for a good cause, whereas Sidney prostituted herself very literally. And both were featured guests on the Political Cesspool this year, in addition to our program mainstay. So we are down to number 7. On our top 10 list. And number 7 is actually something that appears in the rankings every year. And that is the Confederate History Month series. Every year in April, during the official Confederate History Month, the Political Cesspool honors the boys in gray, and we remember and reflect upon why it is so honorable to defend our Southern heroes each and every week during the month of April. And this year's installment was particularly sizzling, I think, thanks to the contributions of Keith Alexander and Eddie Miller. The Confederate History Month series, number 7 in our top 10 list of the Political Cesspool's moment in 2013.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Are you a native son or daughter of the South who pleads the stars and bars? Someone not born in Dixieland, but who is a Johnny Reb at heart and looking for a place to shop that promotes Southern heritage? Well, your search is over. Dixie Republic is the place to go for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. Inside the log cabin just outside Travelers Rest, South Carolina, Dixie Republic has t-shirts, hats, videos, flags, books, belt buckles, and some of the best mouth-watering barbecue sauce that will ever touch your lips. There's just about everything you want honoring the South at Dixie Republic. Well, you say that South Carolina's a bit too far for you to drive? Have no fear, my friend. All of this is just a mouse click away. Go online at www.dixierepublic.com. Your home for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Are you worried about America? Do you fear the power of the Obama brigades to take away your rights? The Obama presidency is the most radical left-wing administration in American history. Our constitutional liberties are in danger. What can you do? Join the Council of Conservative Citizens. For over 20 years, the CFCC has fought for the rights and ideals of the European American majority. The CFCC has won legal and political battles to protect your heritage and your liberties. The CFCC advocates strong state governments over the power of Washington, D.C. to rule your life. The CFCC believes in an American first foreign and domestic policy which opposes globalism and one world government. The CFCC advocates racial integrity as God's natural order. Visit our website today at www.cofcc.org and join fellow European Americans in the fight for our people.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
All right, folks, we are now counting down the top 10 moments for the political cesspool in 2013. Number 10 was a tie between our interviews with Alveda King and Sydney Leathers. Number 9, Rachel Maddow, again attacking the political cesspool on her television program on MSNBC. Number 8 was our interview with former Victoria's Secret supermodel Kylie Basuti. And number 7, something that makes the top 10 list every year, because we are Confederate to the core in belief and in blood. Our Confederate History Month series each April is always a highlight. I still maintain that our very best Confederate History Month series to date was in 2007 when Jess Bonds, who was a co-host at the time, brought forth so many Southern luminaries. That was when we were still on 5 nights a week before we got picked up and syndicated. We were on 5 nights a week, so it was just 5 times the amount of Confederate History Month. Perhaps that was why it was the last time we were on 5 nights a week. In 2008, we had been syndicated and by RBN, and then in 2009 by, of course, Liberty News Radio, our home to stay. But the Confederate History Month series every year is always a highlight. Number 6 has been mentioned at least twice by now, but our the show that we had after the verdict was handed down, the acquittal of George Zimmerman, was legendary. In fact, regular listeners to the show, listeners who never miss a show, I had it from multiple of those people, that was the best show ever. The best show that the political cesspool has ever produced in over 9 years and thousands of broadcast hours. That show was the best ever. And it really was a perfect storm. It's hard for me to pick a best ever. It's like, you know, which one's your favorite child? I mean, they're all children of mine. I'm proud of all of them. So it's hard for me to say. But I mean, certainly that show was special. It was because of the media furor that surrounded that particular case and trial. And we were the only ones, perhaps other than Liberty Roundtable and Sam Bushman, that was offering a common sense take on it. And that night was just, it was right after the acquittal that Saturday night was. And we had just an all-star cast: Jared Taylor, Richard Spencer, Sam Dixon, Kyle Rogers, Kevin McDonald, myself, and Keith Alexander. It was just a rock star lineup talking about a case that was on everyone's tongue, and we articulated the popular rage there the week after Zimmerman's acquittal, and that's there for you in the broadcast archives. And that show comes in at number 6 on my top 10 list for 2013. Number 5, we had a brand new website unveiled in May. I believe it was May of this year. The previous website layout had existed for a couple of years, and it was something we had wanted to do for a while, and we had a complete and total makeover of thepoliticalcesspool.org. All of the pages were redone, a fresh paint job. And, of course, the website is a supplement to the main feature of our work, which is, of course, the radio show itself. But there you can listen online if you're not in a market that carries us on an AM or FM station, and you can get the broadcast archives, and you can read the blog and get to know us a little bit better, read our statement of principles and short bios of the staff and crew. And the new website was significant when we unveiled it, because shortly thereafter, traffic to thepoliticalcesspool.org increased 110%. And folks, we have bragged about that we are firmly solidified in the top 10 ratings for shows aired in our live nightly time slot on Saturday evenings. But for the first time ever, according to Alexa.com, and we were given this information by Ken Gividen at DailyKen.com, the political cesspool now ranks barely by the hair of our chinny chin chin, but we rank in the top, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Now, remember, the website is basically just second fiddle to the show itself, but the website now ranks in the top 100 conservative websites in the country. According to Alexa, we're number 98, but we are in the top 100 most frequently visited conservative websites in the country. and we are two spots below Pat Buchanan's website. If you want to know some of the other so-called, now remember, conservative has many different definitions. There's real conservative or paleo conservatives. That's what we are. And then there are establishment conservatives. But some of the other top 100 conservative websites include, of course, Fox News, Drudge, Glenn Beck, Weekly Standard, National Review. I mean, again, here we are in the top 10 company and radio shows, along with the likes of Alex Jones, Glenn Beck, Mark Levin, so on and so forth. But we're also in the conversation of the top 100 websites, conservative websites. Alex is going to hear about that, I'm sure, from the ADL and SPLC. Hey, don't believe what the political cesspool claims to be. We know what they really are. They're not conservative. They're Nazis, by God, and you better take them off and not list them as conservative anymore. But as it stands right now, the new website apparently has had a role, and that's being listed in that top 100 ranking. No matter how you slice it, folks, we are mainstream because people out there agree with us, and we speak truth to power, the likes of which everyone else is afraid to do. That's number five, the new website makeover, and our christening in the top 100 so-called conservative websites there, according to Alexa. And thanks to Ken Gividen for providing us with that compilation and for forwarding word of that to us. Number four on the top 10, a very big show, perhaps our biggest guest ever. And Eddie the Bombardier Miller brought him to us. That was the interview we had in October with Lieutenant Dan himself, Gary Sinise. Gary Sinise, A-list Hollywood actor, has appeared in films such as Forrest Gump, Apollo 13. He was the lead actor in the, I think, 10-year long-running CSI New York television series. Gary Sinise did a concert in Memphis on behalf of the catastrophically disabled veterans and chose our show as a venue to promote that appearance. His publicist contacted us, and we had Gary on. And he was a gentleman from start to finish, and we appreciate him for coming on the show, and we were more than happy to accommodate him for an issue of mutual agreement. Gary Sinise's appearance on the Political Cesspool this year, number four in our top 10 list. And Eddie, I wanted to give you an opportunity to quickly comment on that before we go to numbers 3, 2, and 1 in the top 10. Because you had a hand, certainly, to say the least, in booking Gary Sinise, and you are a veteran, and his appearance was of particular importance to you.
James, you told me something I really wasn't fully aware of. I think, James, you made a comment at the time that when Gary Sinise's agent got in touch with me, that you thought it might have been driven by God himself, might have intervened there, because my phone number was not even on the Cesspool website. And that's right. I mean, that's kind of like the way I like it. But I was really dumbfounded when they called me. I don't know how they got in touch with me, why they wanted to talk to me. Maybe I don't know how they found out I was a veteran. But in of all the radio stations they could have contacted here in Memphis, you know, the Gary Sinise was coming to Memphis for the Lieutenant Dan concert benefit. He could have connected with any of the radio stations here in Memphis would have been glad to carry Gary Sinise. You know, much bigger stations than we are. I was deeply honored, more honored than surprised even that he picked us. And instantly, James, you know, I'll make this short, but I made a quick, just a really good bond with Gary Sinise. I was really humbled by the way he truly, sincerely honored the veterans of this country. Man, I tell you what, he brought me near to tears, James. And I'll tell you what, when I really honored him, he didn't turn his back on us. He didn't throw us under the bus. When we mentioned other guests that came on this show at this, in the same time period, that they, is, I mean, James said when he got up the next morning, one of our guests was already throwing us under the bus. Gary Sinise has yet to turn his back on us, James. That guy is a class act from day one. I mean, he's from the class act from the get-go. I salute Gary Sinise.
It was a big interview, and again, he was a gracious gentleman, and what more can you say? You can find that one, again, with all of the shows in the broadcast archives. Number three, we've talked about this a lot. I have a somewhat of a gag order still enforced on me from giving away all of the details, but I had the opportunity, an unprecedented opportunity, even in all that I've experienced as the lead man of the Political Cesspool, and my experiences with CNN and over 250 newspaper magazine publications around the world, and all of the other television shows, both
local and national and international even that have covered our work in some shape, form, or fashion over the years. But I've never been cast to appear in a reality show until this year and had the opportunity to tape that show a couple of months ago. It will air to an audience of millions in January. Just a few weeks from now. It's amazing to have gone through that process, and something that you tape 3 months ago will not be fit for television until it goes through all the post-production for another 4 months. But anyway, that is forthcoming, and that's number three on the top 10 list. Having gone through that and been able to contribute what I feel as though was a very powerful performance on behalf of our issues and in defense of those principles which we hold dear, and we'll wait to see the fallout from all that when this series begins to air in a couple of weeks. I wish I could give you more information, folks, but that will be forthcoming in January. I promise you I'll be able to talk about it then. When we come back, I'm going to let Eddie say a word about that, and we're going to go to Sam Bushman. Stay tuned.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda. Yeah, buying them another sweater, game, or other holiday gift they didn't need was nice. But this season, why not take the easy road, the safer road, and the smarter road? Get those you love something they do need. Give the gift of preparedness with Freeze-Dry Guy gift cards. Since 1970, the veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy has been your trusted source for emergency preparedness with easy-to-make, delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. These long-lasting foods are lifesavers, which come with added comfort, confidence, and convenience, perfect for any power outage, natural disaster, political crisis, or emergency at home, such as job loss or illness. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. You can't predict what's going to happen to your loved ones, but when it does, you can have them ready with gift cards from freezedryguy.com.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E, free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T, that's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
We fought, we learned, we struggled, we won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
All right, folks, we're running a couple of minutes behind here. I was hoping to have all of my top 10 countdown recounted by the time we got to this last segment, because I want to make time for Sam Bushman tonight for an important update as well. And we're going to get to Sam, but just going down again, the top three, that television taping that I had the opportunity to participate in was a great experience. I'm going to give you
all of the behind-the-scenes details in January here exclusively on the Political Cesspool, and then that show will begin airing, I believe it is the last week of January. And if all goes according to plan and is according to the promises that were made to me by the production company, yours truly will have access to an audience or an increased audience of many millions. And we will be excited to welcome them as listeners, the undoubted influx of Political Cesspool listeners that will occur after we infiltrate their homes via their television boxes. So that's coming up. It was a great experience, though. And again, I can't say a lot about it, but I will be saying more about it in January once my gag order is lifted. Number two. Is something that we've been talking about for every week for the last several months. It's the ratings, the fact the Political Cesspool is now a bona fide top 10 show each and every week, peaking as high as number four. I noticed in the earlier this hour we were number five in the number five position. Folks, if we said it every week, which we do, you still couldn't say it enough, because these ideas are supposed to be fringe. They're not supposed to have much more than just a niche audience. And obviously to rank as highly as we do means, confirms rather, what I've always held to be true. And that is that the vast majority of middle Americans, the blue collar, tax paying, God fearing, red state Americans that are our audience, believe in what we're saying in their heart of hearts. They know it's true. They may not dare mention it aloud, but we are their voice, and they tune in, and they tune in every week. And the facts speak for themselves, and our ratings speak for themselves. And the fact that we have cracked, for the first time in 9 years, cracked into a top 10 rating, and that we have held that rating, that's number two on the top 10 list of the most memorable moments of the Political Cesspool in 2013. And number one, I don't even know. I would have rather not experienced it, I can tell you that. But if we had to endure it, and God in his infinite wisdom saw fit that we did, the way that we handled it, I think, could not have been more suitable. And that was the show that we did, number one on the top 10 list of the most memorable moments of the Political Cesspool this year, was the Bill Rowland Memorial Show. The tribute show that we did the week after Bill was called home by the Lord was for us, members of the staff and crew, certainly the most memorable show we've ever done. And it was fitting for a king, and Bill was a king. He was a true prince. He was noble. And you know, I felt the day he died, and I feel today like Robert E. Lee felt after learning of Stonewall Jackson's passing, because the role that Bill has played in the development of this show and all of the things that we celebrate every year during the year in review cannot be overstated. Bill's fingerprints will forever live on this show. I've lost my right hand, and I've lost a mentor, and I've lost wise counsel. And I really thought that this show, certainly this show suffers from having lost Bill, but we continue to move forward, and we continue to grow stronger. And the role that he played in that development still maintains itself today. But the Bill Rowland Tribute Show was so special. Folks, the last show of February, where he died at the end of February, I believe it was the first Saturday in March that we presented that to our audience. It was just something else. And of course, in the wake of it all, we turned 9 years old in October of this year. We will go into 2014 and our 10th year on the air. And Eddie, that being said, we want to quickly go to Sam, but I want to let you have the opportunity to recap on a couple of those things. You mentioned Gary Sinise, but some of the other things, the ratings, certainly losing Bill this year was not anything that we celebrate, to say the least, but it was memorable for all the wrong reasons. But that tribute show was very special to his family, to his wife, and the children he left behind, to his mother. And because it meant so much to them, it meant even more to us.
Yeah, you know, I just couldn't say enough about Bill and how, you know, close me and Bill were. Matter of fact, me and Bill hosted a few shows, James, in the early days. And you were taken off for one reason or another. But me and Bill, we always just had an instant bond, instant clicking together. he was, you talk about a Southern gentleman, and I'll say this, the Southern is a state of mind. As a matter, you know, you can be anywhere in the world and be a Southerner. But Bill was the consummate Southerner. I think he grew up in Mississippi, went to the University of Mississippi, graduated with a degree in English. The guy was one, he's probably the most knowledgeable person I ever knew on this, you know, the Civil War and on Southern history. And he was just a gentleman from day one. He was a family man like Sam Bushman and like we are. I really truly never heard him say a cuss word. He's one of the few people in the cesspool I never heard him say a cuss word. And I wish I could say that about myself. He was a clean living guy, didn't smoke, just drink occasionally, you know. Everybody loved him. He went to church every week, you know, and he lived. He didn't just go to church just to take up a pew. Bill lived it. He one of the few people that lived it. Now, I'll forever miss Bill, and that had to be probably our greatest show. I agree with you, fella.
Absolutely. The show will never be the same without Bill, but because of the contributions he made to it, this show is what it is today, and it will continue on, and he will be a part of it for as long as we're on the air, and hopefully that will be for many, many years to come. And the man I'm about to introduce to you will have a say in that, and that is another brother. You know, we talk about everybody being our brother because we are a family here. We have a familial bond. Our audience is certainly part of that family. Sam Bushman is the godfather of it, and he syndicates us with Liberty News Radio. He hosts his own show, a Liberty Roundtable. So, Sam, we're getting to you a little bit later than I had hoped, but we did save the best for last. I'm going to ask you both questions and then let you run with it in any which way you would like. Your favorite moments as a producer of this show and certainly as the owner of the network that syndicates is your favorite moments or most memorable moments of our show this year. And where does the network go in 2014?
All right. Number one, my favorite moment, you already stole my thunder, is Bill Rowland. It isn't my favorite moment that he passed away, but the trilogy we gave to him and the kudos we gave to him was well-deserved. I thought it was a stand-up, delightful show, really full of the things that matter most, which is love for one another, appreciation for one's efforts, and dedication to being involved in a good cause, anxiously engaged in good causes. And what I want to say is this, the political cesspool has co-hosts, Bill Rowland namely, on the other side of the veil. In other words, with God working on that side of things for the principles that we teach. So, you know what? We're beyond generations of time and into the eternities with the political cesspool.
Amen,
I'm just going to say
Sam.
That. So that's important to understand. And I believe his work is still being felt from the other side as we speak. That's number one. And the second one is that we actually got James Edwards to eat a vegetable on the radio. I'm just saying. And that was absolutely incredible. James does not eat vegetables, ladies and gentlemen, but we got him to eat one. He did it on air, and it was tremendous. So we'll keep working on that, and maybe we'll save his life, and as a result, James will do the broadcast a decade longer if we can keep him eating vegetables. So that's number one. Then I want to say what the future for the political cesspool and Liberty News Radio is. We're going up and beyond. We're going to start doing a bunch of things. Hopefully we're going to have an event in Memphis coming up. Which is going to be cool. A bunch of us talk show hosts are going to converge to shake your hands and give you hugs. And hopefully we can all meet together as a huge political cesspool family for the decade or 10th anniversary of the political cesspool. We're also going to be working on getting James Edwards a publicist. We need James to start going back on CNN and other talk shows. And an example, I should be on the TV debating with Piers Morgan. He had his heyday with everybody about gun control. But you know what? There was an article that was done about blind people having the right to keep and bear arms. Now, I just want to go on Piers Morgan and debate that with him.
Well, look, Sam, Eddie's shaking his fist. Eddie respects him more than certainly anyone in the world. And that's saying a lot because when it comes to the, all of us here. But yeah, you know, you, again, stealing my thunder. We're stealing one another's thunder here because absolutely, you know, we have built our own media here with this network, with this show. We don't need to be invited on their programs because we have a forum that rivals that of their own. But at the same time, we should be afforded an opportunity there because we are part of the club and we do have a point of view that they are lacking and that they black out on their shows. And certainly I would like to see both of us, including some others that we haven't mentioned, on these programs. But it's exciting to think of what the future holds because you look back on the 9 years that we've been on the air as a program, and certainly your network and your show has been on there even longer, Sam, your show, the network coming into formation in 2009. But we're 2014. 2018 goes, if trajectory is any indicator, it will be bigger, it will be better. And Sam mentioned we had not yet announced that on the email list, on the website, or on the air, but we are beginning to put into motion a 10-year anniversary birthday celebration that will be open to the public, featuring Sam Bushman and the Cesspool hosting staff. We will give you more information about that, but it will occur in Memphis in October of next year. Stay tuned, folks. It's going to be the biggest single event we have ever done.
In one phrase, we're taking on the mainstream press like never before.
Happy New Year, everybody. We'll see you next week with more Sam Bushman and the rest of your staff and crew. I'm James Edwards. We love y'all. Thanks for a great year. We'll see you next year, next Saturday, right here on the Liberty News Radio Network.